Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. It's my great pleasure, first of all, to mention that it's a great honor for us to be associated with this particular event. As you can see, our company logo is there. And in fact, we are appearing side by side with some of our traditional long-standing partners, such as EDF, and may I also say Mitsubishi, because we began our nuclear build program in the early 1980s. EDF was our technical service provider, and our main transformers were supplied by Mitsubishi of Japan. Of course, we also have had a relationship of cooperation with CHED. Back in 2010, we signed a memorandum of understanding on bilateral cooperation with CHED in the Czech Republic in 2010. And in 2016, we signed an updated version of the same memorandum of understanding or cooperation with CHED. So again, it's a great pleasure for us to be associated with the Czech Republic and also with this particular event. Now, allow me to get down to my presentation. The title of my presentation is HPR 1000. This is a reference to our proprietary technology with an installed capacity of 1.2 gigawatts. We believe our technology will be able to deliver a reliable nuclear power technology powering a clean and safe future. As you can see right now, we have global nuclear power development situation as of the end of June 2019 by country, on a country-to-country basis. This is the current situation. This is the future outlook globally as of May 2019, also by country. As you can see, in China, we are having a total of more than 40 reactors being planned. Right now, China has 47 operating nuclear reactors with a combined net installed capacity of 45.7 gigawatts. In 2018, nuclear generated 4% of the country's total electricity output. Up to this particular point in time, for instance, in our country, in this year, nuclear basically supplied a little bit over 4% of the total electricity output for the country. So basically, I believe that take 2019 as a whole, nuclear will again maintain its share of 4% of the total electrical output of the country. We continue to dominate the market for new nuclear builds. In the beginning of 2019, 13 of the 57 reactors under construction globally were in China. As you might have already known, in China, these 3G reactors, AP1000 and also EPR, all went on stream within this year. In 2018, China became the first country to commission two new designs, AP1000 and EPR. So four such reactors are in commercial operation back in China. China is commencing export marketing of HPR1000, a largely indigenous reactor design. We believe that the strong impetus for developing new nuclear power in China comes from the need to improve urban air quality, that is carbon emission decarbonization, as a number of our previous speakers have already touched on this particular topic, with a view to reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Our government's stated long-term target, as outlined in its Energy Development Strategy Action Plan, covering 2014 to 2020, is for 58 gigawatts of nuclear installed capacity by 2020, that is next year. Right now, we are very close to this target. We are at 45.7, basically 46 gigawatts. With 30 gigawatts more, under construction. Right now, nuclear, in terms of installed capacity, takes up roughly 3% of the total installed generating base. With this figure, by the year 2020, nuclear will basically take up 4% of installed generating base. The electrical output from nuclear will take up something like 5%, a very minor increase over the figure that we have just cited here, 4%. About my corporation, CGN, we are a world-leading owner, constructor, and operator of both nuclear power and renewable energy. Earlier, our chair's speaker talked about different project delivery modes. At CGN, over the past 3 decades, we have implemented different formats or different ways of project delivery in light of different organization structure, different investment modes, etc. We are one of the world's largest clean energy groups with 30 subsidiaries and 41,000 employees worldwide. We provide our clients with integrated investment and engineering solutions for nuclear new build projects. We are one of the fastest growing energy companies in the world. In terms of our total assets, we are very close to, I think, right up to this particular point in time, $100 billion. And for our nuclear new power plant connections to the grid, we have been making steady progress, as you can see from this particular chart. Right now, in terms of our reactors in operation, we have 24, with a total installed generating capacity of 27.1 gigawatts, taking up 56% of the market share in China. These installed generating capacity, including two EPR 3G units that I have just mentioned. Our units under construction, we have four, with a total installed capacity of 4.6 gigawatts. Globally, 9%, domestically, 41%. For HPR 1000 units approved by the Chinese government for implementation in the future, 10 to 15 years. We have 22 with a total installed capacity of 25 gigawatts. We have been able to maintain continuous nuclear power project construction experience over the past 3 decades, as I have just mentioned. I think we have been able to demonstrate good performance on project controls for nuclear new build projects. I think the shortest duration for a project, CPR 1000, which is a 2.5 generation project, we have been able to set a record of 56 months from first concrete pour up to commercial operation. The average construction duration of nuclear new build projects by CGN is 70 months from first concrete pour to commercial operation date. As I've just mentioned, the shortest time, the shortest record, is something like 56 months. As of August 2019, we have total assets reaching, already topping $100 billion. Our business sectors include 4+X sectors. We have a full range of our premier nuclear capabilities and extensive experience in all aspects of nuclear power plants. These four sectors, 4+X sectors, nuclear power, that is our core competence, or our core business. We have new energy, renewables, solar energy, wind. For solar energy, we are number 5 in China. For wind energy, we are number 3 in China. For nuclear fuel, we have our different mine assets. We have uranium mines, in Canada, in Australia, in Kazakhstan, and also in Africa, Namibia. We also have a specialized finance companies or finance platform responsible for providing financial services to the entire group. X, we have, for instance, nuclear technology, such as isotope for medical use and other peaceful use of nuclear technology. We have three stock-listed companies in Hong Kong. We have two listed companies in Shenzhen, that's on the main board of China. Regarding HPR 1000, we are the third generation nuclear power technology with our independent proprietary rights. We are now implementing our domestic reference projects, Unit 3 and 4 of Fangchenggang Nuclear Power Plant in Guangxi Autonomous Region. Right now, in the UK, we are proceeding with the GDA, Generic Design Assessment, for HPR 1000 in the UK. Our intention, our plan, is to deploy this particular technology on Bradwell B project. Right now, we are already at the conclusive stage of phase three of the GDA process. Very soon, we are going to move into next stage, or the final stage of the GDA process, which is phase four. Based on our over 30 years of experience of continuous design, construction, and operation of nuclear power plants in China, we have been implementing innovation by adopting proven technologies. Fukushima nuclear accident feedback has been taken into full account in terms of a design of HPR 1000. As you can see, we have been going through a steady evolution process in terms of our nuclear reactor design. Here we have a table highlighting or summarizing some of the key parameters on our design in line with or even higher than those specified under URD and EUR. I would not go into details about these specific figures because, as I understand, after this event today, the organizers will be kindly sharing all this information online. So in the future, if you ever feel interested in discussing some of these particular parameters, you would be more than welcome to contact us. We would be able to do our very best to answer your questions or clarify any of the issues that you might have regarding these parameters. Now, some of the key features of this design are as follows. Single unit layout. We have active plus passive systems or passive features. Earlier, during lunch, I have had the pleasure to meet a Westinghouse gentleman. I told him that based on the proven experience of AP1000 in China, these passive systems are really a very positive development for nuclear technology. But for us, we adopt a combination of both active and passive features. We have advanced I and C plus double containments and three safety system trains. This, I think, is a natural evolution of our original Diabe design, worked in partnership with EDF, with our French partners. To ensure safety, we have three separate trains of safety systems. So, in one single sentence, HPR 1000 is an advanced generation 3 nuclear power technology. For EUR assessment in 2017, we submitted our application to EU organization, starting the assessment process of HPR 1000. We have been able to work with some Czech companies on this particular EUR assessment. In fact, we have signed, I believe, one or two agreements or contracts with local Czech suppliers to provide some expert support services for our certification process for EUR. HPR 1000 is the first nuclear power technology being assessed based on EUR version E, which is kind of a state of the art, criteria or standards. The assessment is still in progress and is expected to be completed by next year, 2020. So as you can see the timeline, application phase, preparation phase, assessment phase, and finalization phase. For overall project progress of HPR 1000 demonstration project in Fangchenggang, as you can see, Unit 3 started construction in December 2015. Dome lifting completed ahead of schedule in May 2018. Right now, the first two floors of the main buildings have been handed over for installation and erection work. For Unit 4, start construction commenced in December 2016. So basically, there is a one-year gap between the two units. Overall, I think safety, quality, cost, or schedule, we refer to these as four principal controls. All of these four principal controls are in good shape at this point in time. The dome lifting of Unit 3 was completed 8 days in advance. The actual duration of civil engineering critical path of Unit 3 is at the optimal level of Generation 3 units. I would like to make a comment here. For our Generation 3 EPR units, we were the last to start construction. I think 4 years later than the first EPR unit, some 2 or 3 years later than the second EPR unit in the world. And now, our units, both EPR units are already in commercial operation. Our predecessors, I think, are still in the progress of construction. As you can see from here, this diagram means prefabrication, steel liner prefabrication. Then for steel liner base plate lifting, then we have main structure construction and dome lifting. As you can see, this schedule in terms of dome lifting, I think has been one that is very satisfactory from the project owner's point of view. In terms of environmental benefits, today many previous speakers have touched on more or less this particular point, environmental benefits arising from nuclear, I would say is enormous. In our terminology, we believe that with nuclear, you can achieve a bluer sky and cleaner water to benefit mankind, to improve the livelihood for the people. For instance, with nuclear, in 2018, our on-grid power generated from nuclear power stands at this figure, 157.05 TWh for our group. This translates into reduction consumption of standard coal, 48.37 million tons. Reduction of CO2 emission, 126.73. Reduction of sulfur dioxide emission, 0.47 million tons. And reduction of nitrogen oxide emission, 0.31 million tons. So basically, this is equivalent to a forestation of 0.35 million hectares, corresponding to 7 times of the whole area of Prague in terms of forestation. Environmental benefits. If you have two HPR units, the two HPR 1000 units of Fangchenggang MPP are expected to generate 16.5 terawatt hours electricity per annum. Compared with the same scale thermal power plant, it will reduce consumption of a standard coal by 5.3 million tons, reduce carbon dioxide emission by 13 million tons, and reduce sulfur dioxide and nitrogen oxide emissions by 0.21 million tons, which is equivalent to a forestation of 40,000 hectares. So as you can see, environmental benefits are clear for all to see. The figures speak for themselves. Our proposal for cooperation with the Czech partners on nuclear new build projects basically on these areas. May I take this opportunity to advise that on October 15th, we signed one agreement with UJV, AS, and we signed a memorandum of understanding of cooperation with 8 other suppliers in the Czech supply chain. We intend to work very closely with our Czech partners going forward, not only on the nuclear new build opportunity in the Czech Republic, but also find a way to involve the Czech supply chain in our own nuclear projects. We are still working on this actively. Based on the capabilities and experience of both sides, CG and the Czech companies will take charge of EPC of nuclear and conventional islands, respectively. When awarded NI of the 2 Czech nuclear new build projects to CGN, CGN will equivalently award CI to the Czech companies on 2 CGN nuclear new build projects in China simultaneously. That is the point I've just mentioned. We have every intention of involving the Czech supply chain in our own nuclear projects. As you can see, right now in China, we have a number of projects in various stages of our progress of construction. So we have a very good, solid chance of involving our Czech partners in our own projects going forward. Furthermore, CGN let Chinese enterprises and Czech enterprises can participate in each other's nuclear new build projects, as well as jointly tapping the third country nuclear new build projects. So the market opportunities are there for us to jointly tap, to jointly work for. We believe that we could be a strategic partner for the Czech Republic for the following reasons. We can combine the premier capabilities and extensive experience of both sides in nuclear new build projects, ensuring CGN complying with the Czech legal and regulatory requirements for siting, construction, and all the other aspects associated with the nuclear new build program. We will be able to promote the sustainable development of the nuclear industry in both countries through the new nuclear new build projects. We refer to these as a mutually beneficial win-win collaboration. We will be able to make full use of the human resources of both sides. We are able to establish long-term technical research and education cooperation with Czech research institutes and universities based on CGN's sound research and education systems. I have noted that present today, we have some professors or lecturers from universities or research institutions in the Czech Republic. If you ever feel interested in tapping this particular area, you would be more than welcome to contact us. You can do this through the organizers of today's event, because in CGN, we have a lifelong training program for all of our staff at different levels in technical disciplines and as well as administrative support functions. We adopt the slogan of live and learn, live and receive training. CGN's abundant localization experience can be effectively applied to the manufacturing and construction of nuclear new build projects in the Czech Republic. CGN, with high investment capabilities and rich financing experience and expertise, is willing to provide the most competitive packages in terms of our financing costs to our Czech partners. I believe that working closely together with our Czech partners, potential or otherwise, we will be able to set a benchmark of cooperation in the world nuclear power industry. Thank you very much. If you have any questions, please feel free to raise them. Thank you.